afternoon, good afternoon, and a wonderful, great Thursday to you all. Thank you so much again for keeping it locked right here on Radio Caribbean International. Lady Kiki here, of course, host for Youth Unplugged. We are live on our Facebook page. Go check that out. And in studio with me, I have Makiba Alcee. I think she's popular because we didn't even put the thing for half an hour yet, and I see 65 reactions. I say, hey, celebrity in the house. Oh, yeah, she's here with me all in smiles. Yes, looking wonderful. First of all, let's say thank you to our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you so much for supporting this program. It's, yeah, the flip side to millennials. Yes. Makiba, how are you?
I'm well. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, really? I can see it on your face. Well, we know something recent has happened this afternoon. Our Juju... Everybody knows I'm doing a countdown on my Facebook. I even said about 2 hours ago, I said my heart is going like juju. You know, everywhere. I'm big fan. Your thoughts?
I mean, Juju is a phenomenal athlete and she's representing Asia so well.
Yes.
I mean, bringing home 2 medals. In one go, I mean, for at the Olympics.
Back to back, that's a lot. Yes.
I mean, for us as a small nation, that is just phenomenal. But
of course.
We're talking about today's race. It was rainy out there.
Yes.
But again, a lot of people love the rivalry between Juju and Sha'Carri. And
yes.
They line them up side by side again. Like
again.
Olympics, you know.
So you know, you see that thing. I don't even... I think people are trying to make it more... than it is, but I guess in the spirit of true sportsmanship.
Yes, in the spirit of true sportsmanship,
there is,
the rivalry is great. I think it's good for the sport.
Yes,
the visibility of the sport. You know, you don't just want one person dominating all the time.
Right.
So I think it'll be good for these two athletes and these two young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
They will always be against each other, back and forth. And
of course.
Obviously, we always want Juju to win.
They'll
keep each other on their toes.
Absolutely. Sure. And yes, that's what it's supposed to be. Healthy competition, you know, keeping each other on toes. There's no ill will or anything like that. That's what true sportsmanship is. So we say congratulations to Julian Alfred. Thank you so much for, again, representing us, giving us hope, giving us inspiration. People know on my Facebook page, I had, you know, earlier about two hours ago on my Facebook, you know, I said my heart is just going juju. Everybody knows. Everything for me is juju. Mm-hmm. All right? Let's go back to Makiba. Right? And I was corrected yesterday or day before when I think in Makiba in one or two sporting disciplines, I stand corrected. That's okay. You learn something every day. But I would like to call you and give you your flowers. They say give you your flowers. Phenomenal sports lady. Absolutely. I admit I have seen Makiba around. She's a familiar face and I know always associated with sports.
Yes.
But someone I know who... let me say... Hello, Sara Lee.
I was about to say, is it Sara Lee? I knew it.
A lot of photos, mostly Sara Lee on her Facebook and so on. So let me read this quickly so we clear the air for those of you who are not sure and don't make the same mistake as I am. Makiba Alcee is the sports and recreation officer at the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College and currently serves as the chairperson of the St. Lucia Olympic Committee Inc. Athletes Commission. Brief. Where she advocates for athletes' voices in sport. Recently, she was elected as Caribbean Region Athlete, representative of the Commonwealth Games Federation Athlete Advisory Commission. With over 20 years of involvement in athletics, she has transitioned from a successful athlete to a dedicated coach and administrator. Makiba, who holds a Bachelor of Science, let me say that, a Bachelor of Science, people, okay, in How you pronounce it?
Kinesiology.
Kinesiology, right. You know, there's some words that are a little tricky. This is one of them for me. Kinesiology from University of Kansas has set records in pentathlon and heptathlon. I got that right. And earned numerous accolades, including St. Lucia's Sportswoman of the Year and NCAA's Female Field Athlete of the Year. I hope you're writing that down. Good. She has been a volunteer coach for about 10 years and is deeply committed to developing sporting talent in St. Lucia, that she recently co-founded the Sprint Tech Athletes Club. She is also the public relations officer for the St. Lucia Athletics Association. And as the only female World Athletics Mentor coach, you're learning that? Only. So when we say we have sporting talent, we have beyond Juju. We big up Juju, but we have. St. Lucia, we have. In the region and has already qualified for 4 new coaches on the island. She also has... Sorry, that is... You are the only female World Athletics Mentor coach in the region and has already qualified 4 new coaches on island. She has also earned various sports certifications and served as a national coach in major regional and international competitions. She is a current national rugby player. Oh, that's the one I didn't know. I learned that one yesterday. A rugby player. Makiba has a passion for sport and believes that sports can create major life-changing avenues for the youth. And because of those passions, she annually hosts the Makiba Alsi Track and Field Classic, which I understand our sponsors, Bakker St. Lucia, supports. Yes. To not only give athletes an opportunity to compete, but to also celebrate the efforts of the athletes. More than a mouthful, but it is wonderful. Wonderful. I want to congratulate you from me and the team here at RCI on what it is that you're doing. I'm even afraid to ask, what are your goals? Because to me, you've covered it.
To change the world.
Change the world. In terms of sports, though. Yes. To me, you've basically accomplished so much. So much. Where are you? Let's do the we've gone to the sports. Let's go back into the personal side of Makiba. Where are you originally from?
Lower Mon Road, Castries.
Lower Mon Road, Castries.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And your schooling?
I went to the Lakomengo Combined School, and the story of how I became an athlete. My mom taught at the Lakomengo Combined School.
Oh, right.
So I went to school. We lived in Marigo. Mm-hmm. And I was walking home from school one day with my friends, you know, countryside. We were troubling a goat, a billy goat, and I ran across the road and a vehicle hit me. So, yes.
Not the goat, but you.
Yeah, yes, me. The vehicle.
Yeah. Okay.
So, my mom transferred me to the Ave Maria Girls Primary School.
Uh-huh.
So, I ended up going there, and that's where I met Cuthbert Modest. And
Twatine, there's that.
The rest is history, basically. That's how I became involved.
So Twatine, so Twatine just happens to be involved in great sporting talent.
Yes,
there's that word. Definitely. There's that name again. Wow. Okay. And then from Lakomingo, you went to
Ave Maria, where I met Twatine. Like I said, there is this issue.
I went to Ave Maria too.
Yes. Nice. Egan House, big up. You know?
Egan?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm my girl. Then, house about.
Then, I went to the St. Joseph's Convent afterwards.
Right. SJC. What else?
Yes. St. Anne's, the best. Blue. I mean, loyalty.
Let me just turn off my mic. I'm a blessed Anne's girl. I'm ready. See that? Red. All right, so, but at what point in time did you realize, whether at school or outside of school, that you decided, I want to take this seriously. This is my path. This is what I'm destined for. Because, you know, so many children, they start in sports, they're doing track and field, who doing netball. So, but to a certain extent now, some people who are managers and so on now, and I hear they used to do netball.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you knew and decided, no, this is my path. At what point did you realize that?
Well, I don't even know at what point I decided that was my path. All I knew was I found somewhere on my niche that I belonged. I didn't find it at the La Kwamengo school. I was just a bookworm in my books. That's all I did.
No
sporting.
Oh, you're a bookworm? Wow.
No sporting background at all. And then, like I said, I met Swatini and he really just piqued my interest to be active.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I just fell into track and field. It was...
So you started with track and field?
Yes, I started with track and field. Mm-hmm. He also taught me how to play netball as well. Nobody, I don't think people know that, but he was a really good netball coach as well. At the Avemira school, he taught me to play netball as well. I was very afraid of the ball, but...
You're afraid of the ball?
Yeah, I was afraid to catch.
I look at you doing rugby.
Yeah.
Rugby, I just watch rugby and I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, so I think that was the life-changing moment for me, was mm-hmm. meeting him and being exposed to sports.
Swatini just seems to be a life-changer.
Definitely, especially... He's really good at identifying young kids who are going to be the next best thing. And
right.
that's what he did for me. And I started competing. I wasn't always the best, but I was good enough. And that always motivated me to want to be the best.
Right.
You know Squad Van Gogh's already. You're
yes,
competitive
sir.
Everywhere.
We say it proud and we say
yes.
loud. Okay.
So yeah, that's what happened. And then when I started to... actually represent St. Lucia, then I realized that there were opportunities and avenues to further my education and to...
Yes, even with sports. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, that wasn't a very popular thing
but
back
yeah, then.
Yeah,
then, yeah.
So when I realized that, then I started to get even more motivated. And I think at the Carifta Games we held here in 2009 in St. Lucia, the last games we held there, but at the George Odlum Stadium, was my breakthrough point. I finished in second place in the pentathlon there, and I got recruitment from different colleges. And
oh wow!
I remember sitting with Sister Finn and my mom and trying to decide what was the best fit for me. I think I made the right decision.
Oh, we have to say hello to
Sister
Rufina.
Yes.
She was on our She Speaks sometime last week. Was it last week? Yes, 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 yes. yes.
Another gem who's
and she's retiring. We say hello to her again.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Wow. Okay. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, I always like to, because everybody knows the sporting side of you.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to go back into the personal side of you. We're going to dig a little more into the personal side of you. We're gonna take a break again. We want to say thank you, Bank of St. Lucia, for supporting us.
You know what they say about Frutissimos?
My girl, you know what they say about Frutissimos?
Boy, that Simos makes me score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Frutissimos? Apart from tasting great, Frutissimos is full of natural goodness your body needs. Simos is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. Simos is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Frutissimos. Unless you say something else.
Frutissimos, you know what they say.
Dream big. Make it your own. Home Sweet gets you any style of home.
Unlock your home's potential with BOSL's Home Flex Equity line of credit. Set up an Airbnb, chase your travel dreams, or start a side hustle. Access up to 80% of your home's value, a $75,000 BOSL Visa credit card, and home improvement discounts. Terms apply. Act now.
BOSL.
Open and win with Guinness Bike Life Under the Crown promotion. Over $100,000 worth of prizes to be won. That's right. Guinness and Guinness Move gives you the opportunity to ride away with a brand new motorbike, an ATV, and or $5,000 cash. Lots of other instant prizes to be won, including smart TVs, smartphones, AirPods, Guinness merchandise, fuel vouchers, grocery vouchers, free Guinness, and lots of cash. To participate in the grand prize draw for the motorbike, you need to collect 6 Guinness crowns, 3 of the left bike symbol and 3 of the right bike symbol. Place the 6 crowns in an envelope with name, address, and contact number. To participate in the grand prize draw for the ATV, you need to collect 6 Guinness smooth crowns, 3 of the left ATV symbol, and 3 of the right ATV symbol. Place the 6 crowns in an envelope with name, address, and contact number. Envelopes can be picked up and dropped off at the following locations: Heineken St. Lucia Warehouse in Union Castries and SDI Warehouse St. Jude's Viewfort. Promotion starts August 15th through to October 15th. Draw takes place October 22nd. Drink and live responsibly. This promotion is approved by the St. Lucia National Lotteries.
The sweetest grown and sexy party is back. And it'll be massive. Big People Party. October 6th, the night before the holiday. At the Pavilion on Rodney Bay. Early bird tickets are $50 and are available now at Radio Caribbean International. Big People Party. October 6th, the night before the holiday.
Down to Concubine, listening to the wind of change.
Lottie Dottie, see you at the party.
The CPL is back for 2024, and the St. Lucia Kings are hunting for their first title. This year, it will be the best ever CPL, with global superstars, massive sixes, and incredible entertainment at the biggest party in sport. There are 4 games between September 7th and 15th. Get your tickets now at cplt20.com. Turn it up and experience cricket played louder.
Get vivid views at Quartz Optical. View the world in the latest frames and lens. Double your savings with 50% off credit purchases, 24 months and over. 25% off cash purchases. Wear it now and pay later. Plus, you can book your eye examination appointment online today on www.quartzoptical.com. Get vivid views only at Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Offer ends September 2024.
Dream big. Make it your own. Home Sweet gets you any style of home.
Switch your mortgage from your current lender to BOSL with Home Switch, where premium benefits await. A 4.75% interest rate for up to 30 years, plus 0.25% off with EcoSmart products. And get an unsecured BOSL Visa credit card with up to $100,000. Come home to us with Home Switch today.
BOSL.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. A wonderful Thursday to you. Thank you so much for keeping it locked right here on Radio Caribbean International. And of course, at this time, it's all about Youth Unplugged. Makiba Alcid is here with me in studio. Yes, we've been continuing the conversation like it never stopped. Thank you again to Bank of St. Lucia for supporting the program. Let me put Makiba on the spot. Makiba, you coming to our Big People Party? I didn't ask you to sing the thing. I asked you if you...
Yes, I'll be at the Big People
Okay, party. Wonderful. Yes. Let me tell you now. It's a Big Party. If I was waiting for you... I was waiting for your answer.
Wait. But you don't know. Let me say how and when I'll get there. I want 10 of your followers to also commit to coming.
people,
in the comment section,
let's say hello to Martha James and is it Ruby Daisy saying hello to Makiba.
Hey.
So they say wonderful indeed. Of course, absolutely.
So you see they'll be at the Big People Party.
Yes, so we calling y'all out, eh? Big People Party? Wonderful. I writing your names down. Anyway, Makiba, what is the one thing personally about yourself? It could be anything that people do not know about you. Think, just pick anything. What you know? And you say it and everybody be like, hey, I didn't know that.
I have no idea.
No idea? Nothing. Okay, so do you have siblings?
Yes.
How many?
5.
And you are?
The first.
Hey, you're the first. Oh, let me tell you something. I'm the first in my mother children. That's kind of hard.
It's tough, yes.
It's tough. And how many girls?
4 girls, 2 boys.
4 girls.
Yes, my mother wanted 2 boys.
Wait, you said 5.
Wait, 6 of us, yes.
Oh, 6. Okay. And 2 boys.
Yes. My mother wanted 2 boys. She wanted 2 boys.
2 boys.
So she made children until she got her 2 boys and then she stopped.
And that's when she stopped?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we say hello to your siblings. Any of them you want to say hello to?
No, I don't do that.
Okay. I agree. Before you call one and then the other one message you and say, hey, what's that? No what bias. Kind of preference is that? Okay. So you went to... Well, my alma maters, Ave Maria, St. Joseph's Convent, etc. But tell me about, if you had to just put spots on a, because I try and get you to tell me something that nobody else knows, but putting spots on a side, who is Makiba Alseed? If I ask you that on a personal level, who is Makiba Alseed? I always like people to, you know the personal side of to people.
Boy, my life is so heavily...
I know.
Invested in sports.
Uh-huh. Are you a movie lover?
Am I a movie lover?
Would you sit and watch movies?
Yes, I'm a Netflix series binger.
Oh, wow. Tell us some of the things some of the series that you do watch.
Oh, I'm a... What series? I supposed to remember names of series.
Yes.
Oh my God. Put me on the spot.
Yes, I put you on the spot because I always, you know, everybody always sees the career side of somebody, or they always see, you know, the work side. And since it's youth, maybe just the school side.
Oh, I like
side.
Cartoons.
Oh, you like cartoons? I love cartoons too. Yes. What kind of cartoons?
Family Guy. I've been binge watching something on Disney. Solar Opposites, like Aliens.
Solar Opposites. I think I've seen. Yes. Yeah, it's fun. Family Guy is funny. That's funny. That means you're funny. You like comedy, like me.
So yeah, in my downtime, I like to, you know, watch things and just relax, zone out. So turn off my phone.
Are you in terms of entertainment, somebody that's really out there, very extrovert, or are you somebody just like what you're saying, just toned down?
No, I'm toned down most of the time. I could be very extroverted.
You could
around
be.
The right set of people.
Uh-huh.
But generally, I'm an introvert. These days, I'm at home a lot more because my mom is not well, so that takes up a lot of my free time.
We wish you a speedy recovery. Whatever. Yes. Wishing you a speedy recovery. I don't know if she's listening. Hopefully she's listening.
Yes, she should be listening.
Hey, hi, mom. You're not giving mommy name.
Hey, mommy. Huh?
What's mommy's name?
Agatha Alphos.
Hello. Okay, so yes. So that's what you do in your spare time.
Yeah, well,
In your home time. Okay.
Because in my spare time, I coach.
Uh-huh. So talk about balancing. I mean, you seem, yes, like you said, heavily invested.
How do I balance all of it?
Still, there has to be some kind of balance. How do you balance the personal with your sports?
I have no idea how, but it always ends up somehow balanced. Time management, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to step away from things and take that mental
break.
Yes. is very important.
Would you? I'm prying a little bit. So what? What are your future plans for yourself personally? Your mother wanted to have 6 children. are you those that say all the training, my sports, my little athletes, are my children?
Yes,
is that how it is?
That's exactly how it is. And I also have nieces and nephews.
Yes. So, oh, you're one of those. So you will be a great auntie. Is that what it is?
I am a great auntie. Mm-hmm. A great auntie to 2 boys and 4 girls.
Uh-huh. And that's basically it. Makiba is not having kids. Is that what it is?
I've always thought about adopting.
Okay, that's interesting. Because I've heard extensively.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, but as of now, not yet. I think there's still a few things I have to check off my list before so uh-huh. In 2 or 3 years time, definitely.
Can I pry again and ask you what, give me 2 things off of that bucket list that you want to check off before you consider assisting in procreating the earth? She's laughing. That's how I say it.
Well, I like to travel.
Ah, you want to do something.
I like to travel, so I need to do some, how would I put it? Some traveling, because I travel a lot
for work.
The organizations I'm involved in. I travel a lot, so I have to, but I want to do like a backpacking across Europe.
Yay, I like
for
that.
For like a month, just, you know, unattached to my family, anybody, and just free. So that's one of the things I want to do.
So you would say that you have an adventurous side.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't know that, personally, I was able to get it somehow out of you.
But
I guess people say, oh, but with sports, maybe it comes with the territory. I wouldn't necessarily see that, but...
Adventure comes with the territory?
Sports, people might say, you know, it's not so far-fetched in rugby and so on, wanting to go in the out back and... Not necessarily. I know some people in sports that's not their thing.
Okay,
so you said Europe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Europe is a place I want to explore.
What's another place you want to like to travel to?
Australia.
Australia. Mm-hmm. Right. Sorry. I thought Australia and Reagan came to my head. All right. So that was a personal sign to Makiba. Again, we only have half an hour and we're closing off. As a young person having contributed so much to sports here in St. Lucia and abroad, we can say that, St. Lucia and abroad, what would be your message to youth? Again, and I keep on asking that the people, they want to do this. Their parents too, who, we're breaking the barriers, and mm-hmm. I'm happy for people like Julian, showing breaking the barriers. What is your message to persons who are a bit hesitant or parents who have children that want to go into this and they're like, how is this going to be viable and blah, blah, blah. What is your message?
For the young persons, I would say be brave and take a risk. I mean, when we were young, you have all the time in the world to take risks and fix the mistakes if it happened. One mantra that I live by is that failure is an opportunity to get better. Absolutely. Some things might not happen right away, mm-hmm. but we have to continue, be motivated and continue to press on to what we want to achieve. And always have a plan. Always have a plan and have a backup plan to the plan.
I agree.
Because the plan might not go.
Yeah, always have a backup plan.
But yeah, so always have a backup plan. And I guess don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to flow in different areas.
Be fluid.
For parents, I would say give your kids a chance. I've had the experience of dealing with parents who were not keen on their kids
mm-hmm.
participating in sports because they didn't see it as an avenue of a way out, and mm-hmm. some of those kids are out on scholarship now because they stuck to it and they committed to it even without full support from their parents. So
they just knew that this is what they want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I just really want parents to allow the kids to give it a shot, give it a chance. Mm-hmm. If you are able to support them financially, if you're able to support them by just being there, showing up for them, that's super important and it goes a very, very long way. One of the things I had was that my mom was always there. My mom became involved in sports because she realized that's something that I was passionate about and that's something I wanted to do. So she found a way to get involved and be a part of that process.
Thank you, mommy.
Thank you, mommy, again. So definitely for parents, there are so many opportunities between sports and the arts that can be explored, and we're not taking advantage of it in St. Lucia.
Totally agree.
I think we should.
And I believe that we would have had some more Julian Alfreds.
Yes,
I do believe that too. We should have.
We
should
definitely, and I think we will in the near future.
Yes, let me tell you something. This has been historical. This is going to be historical.
Yes, and I hope that motivates more parents to
please
get their kids more involved in sports. Not even just for that avenue, but just for health. Health is wealth, and health purposes. I think it's important as well.
Okay. My last question really is: if you tell me one thing you'd like to see better sports-wise in St. Lucia,
just one.
I know they have a lot, but we have limited time.
Better in sports. What would I say? I think there's a lot of investment happening right now in infrastructure for sports, but again, you need qualified coaches and persons to be able to run those programs at those facilities. So I think one of the things we need to take into consideration is the people on the ground who will be able to run those programs.
Because you can have the sports facilities and then...
Yeah, and then there's nobody qualified to run. Right. Yeah, so that's I think that I'll just lead with that one.
Yes. Because if not, we tomorrow the sun will go up and come down and we'll still be talking
I have a lot to say on that.
Okay, I'm giving you an opportunity to thank whoever you want and then we're going to close off.
Oh, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show. I had fun with it. And again, thank you everybody who's had an impact in my life for me to be able to create impact in the journey that I am on right now. I just want to say, guys, everybody, just tick on your calendar. Just go to your calendars right now. May 31st, 2025 will be
the fourth
annual Makiba Ahlitzid Track and Field Classic.
That's right.
We're trying to do it bigger and better this year. We need sponsors. Yes, we need the sponsors to come on board so that it could get bigger and better. Mm-hmm. We already have commitments from St. Vincent, Dominica, Martinique, Guadeloupe to come in and compete. Mm-hmm. So we want that for our athletes. So anybody who's willing to sponsor, even though it's $5, we're taking it. Just to create that experience, that exciting experience for athletes. So again, and thank you to all the sponsors. It's going to be a long list of sponsors.
So we don't want to miss out anybody.
Thank you to everybody who has been part of that 3-year journey so far of the Makiba Ahlitzid Track and Field Classic. And then we continue to grow from there. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Makiba, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
From myself and the RCI team, we continue to wish you very well in your quest, in your journey. And hey, any way we can support, let us know.
Thank you, I will.
All right. Bye-bye now, people. We're going offline. Bye-bye. And again, thank you to our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia.